The terror attacks in Paris are already having an impact on the U.S. presidential campaign. The political debate has shifted from domestic issues to issues of foreign policy, national security, and terrorism. All three Democrats running, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley, focused on it right at the start of their latest debate on Saturday night in Iowa on CBS television.
This election is not only about electing a president, it's also about choosing our next commander-in-chief.
We're spending over $600 billion a year on the military, and yet significantly less than 10% of that money is used to be fighting international terrorism.
This is the new face of conflict and warfare, not in the 20th century, but the new face of conflict and warfare in the 21st century. And there is no nation on the planet better able to adapt to this change than our nation.
Joining us now to talk about all this is Boston Globe political reporter James Pindle, who covers politics in the New Hampshire presidential primary. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
James, as we just heard, the Democrats addressed the terror attack within hours of it occurring during their Saturday night debate. Big picture, how do you think this shift in rhetoric toward questions about international security and national security, how's it going to affect the campaign?
On the Democratic side, I mean, look, you saw it on the stage on Saturday night. Hillary Clinton is the one with the international resume. It's not Bernie Sanders, who really doesn't want to talk about foreign policy. He downplays it in speech after speech after speech. The closest he gets to wanting to talk about foreign policy is pointing out that he voted against the war in Iraq versus Clinton, who obviously had done that. And then there's Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland, who has no experience in this area. And in fact, he admitted on Saturday that there's no experience he's ever had that would prepare him to be president of the United States. There's just nothing comparable. So for Hillary Clinton, I think if the focus remains on international terrorism, if it remains on ISIS, if it remains on Paris, then this, she clearly comes out. She's already beginning to pull away from the field. The argument from her opponents becomes a lot less stronger.
You mentioned the Iraq war vote. Bernie Sanders is very critical of Clinton's Iraq war vote when she was U.S. senator. Will that play in New Hampshire in the wake of Paris?
Probably not. Has not been playing very well on the campaign trail this year. Most Democrats are willing to give her a pass on that. She said she made a mistake. She obviously was punished because Barack Obama pretty much won the nomination in 2008 because of that difference on Iraq. And now she has ties to his administration. I don't really see that coming up as the defining issue versus on what are you going to do to keep us safe in the future, not exactly votes in the past.
It's only been 48 hours or so since the attack. Do we see signs already in New Hampshire that the campaign is beginning to shift its focus to national security issues?
I think you see on the minds of voters, we're probably talking a lot less about, say, gun control. The Black Lives Matter movement, clearly campus unrest was dominating headlines last week. We're not seeing that happening right now. So again, these openings for her more liberal challengers or progressive challengers, they're collapsing as we get more serious to talk about international terrorism.
All right, on to the Republicans now. Could this new focus on terrorism impact Donald Trump's and Ben Carson's showings in the polls, given their complete lack of foreign policy, diplomacy, military leadership experience?
Good question. This is the moment that I've been talking about all year. When people say, but when does Donald Trump lose the lead, or when does Ben Carson lose to being on top of the polls? And it's always been terrorism. If it's domestic terrorism in the United States or terrorism around the world that gets us all focused on something like this. This is the seminal moment where two things are happening. First, as we talked about on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton looks like she is pulling away. So now Republicans are forced to say, okay, we have a target. How are we going to beat Hillary? And will this force Republicans to get serious about electability? And so what you're trying to find now is, are other Republicans begin to capitalize on that? Do they have any experience on the international stage? Are they going to be able to show that they can make America safe, that they can make good deals? I think we are going to see a shift in focus on these issues and maybe a shift in tone. But, I got to say, with one huge caveat, we say on the show about every week that this could be a big moment when Donald Trump loses a lead, and that does not happen.
So, James, does this give someone else the opportunity to rise on the Republican side who might shine when it comes to addressing national security issues?
Well, there's certainly a lot of candidates who hope that. Jeb Bush now thinks that you know, the turn to being serious is going to help his campaign. And there's even folks like Lindsey Graham, who has been talking nonstop about foreign policy issues, even though he's been left off the debate stage last week. He hopes this return to foreign policy issues is something that's going to be very good for his campaign. But clearly, this is going to add momentum to someone like Marco Rubio, who has been talking intelligently about the issue in terms of he knows what he's talking about. And he's already been on the rise. He's now in third place in a lot of these polls against Carson and Trump. Look for him. Look for Ted Cruz to also have this really interesting foreign policy debate where Cruz does not believe we should put boots on the ground in Syria, where Marco Rubio does. This is the conversation we're going to be having right now, which is obviously going to be very different than we've been having in the last, you know, say, three or four weeks.
James Pendle covers the New Hampshire presidential primary for the Boston Globe and speaks with us on Monday mornings. Thanks, James.
Thank you.
For a closer look at all our presidential campaign coverage, find the WBUR Politicker section at our website, wbur.org.